Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today we're going to be reading one psalm twice. We're going to be reading it from the New Revised Standard Version and from the Young's Literal Translation. And today's psalm is Psalm number 4. This is a confident plea for the deliverance from enemies. And it is a psalm of David. So let's start with Psalm 4 from the Young's Literal Translation. In my calling, answer thou me, O God of my righteousness. In adversity thou gavest enlargement to me. Favour me and hear my prayer. Sons of men, till when is my glory for shame? Ye love a vain thing, ye seek a lie. And know ye that Jehovah hath separated a saintly one to himself. Jehovah heareth in my calling to him. Tremble ye and do not sin. Say ye thus in your heart on your bed, and be ye silent. Sacrifice ye sacrifices of righteousness, and trust ye unto Jehovah. Many are saying, Who doth show us good? Lift on us the light of thy face, O Jehovah. Thou hast given joy in my heart. From the time their corn and their wine have been multiplied. In peace together I lie down and sleep. For thou, O Jehovah, alone, in confidence, dost cause me to dwell. And now we read from the New Revised Standard Version. Answer me when I call, O God of my right. You gave me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. How long, you people, shall my honour suffer shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. When you are disturbed, do not sin. Ponder it on your beds and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, Oh, that we might see some good. Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord. You have put gladness in my heart, more than when their grain and wine abound. I will both lie down and sleep in peace. For you, O Lord, make me lie down in safety. This is a psalm of King David. And King David often has people who are seeking after him, both before he is king and after. And this psalm says that it is a confident plea for deliverance from enemies. When we feel that things are stacked up against us, we can be confident that the Lord is with us, that the Lord hears us when we call to him. So if you're in trouble, if you feel like you're struggling, if you feel that things are stacked against you, call out to God. Verse 4 says, When you are disturbed, or some translations say, when you are angry, do not sin. Ponder it on your beds and be silent. What is upsetting you? What's causing you anger? Let us take these things to God. Let's think them through. Let's not let them rob us of sleep, but trust that as we lie down and sleep, God is watching over us, that he is the one who makes us lie down in safety. God gives us more gladness than all of the finest harvests and all of the finest things this world has to offer. So let's trust that he will look after us as we rest. Thank you for listening. God bless and goodbye.